It's time now for the Sports Objective Podcast. No talking heads, just guys who love sports. Here's Dave Richmond.
Welcome into the Sports Objective Podcast, a very special podcast. We honor our brand new head coach at East Carolina University, the 22nd head coach ever to coach the Pirates, and that is Mike Houston, as he comes from James Madison now to East Carolina. It was a huge day on Tuesday morning at 10 a.m. as we had a very special press conference, and let's go to that right now.
Good morning. Go Pirates. Welcome. It's good to see some of you back from yesterday. Here we are again for another exciting day for East Carolina University and Pirate Nation. You know, some weeks back, when we started our search for an AD, I made the bold statement at the time, or some took it that way, that we wanted to conclude our AD search by the end of the football season. I was very pleased and very proud when Saturday, at the conclusion of our football season, I was able to sign an MOU with John Gilbert to become our next AD. We made that deadline. I guess John knew coming in the door there would be some pretty heavy lifting that needed to be done right away. And so how excited we were when he was able to share his list of prospective coaches with us, and it matched perfectly with our list. And not only did it match, but we were able to go right to the top, right to the very first person on our list. So, John, I have to tell you, you get your first job evaluation today. And you've done okay. So congratulations. Without any further ado, the athletic director of East Carolina University and our athletic programs, John Gilbert.
First, I'd like to thank the Chancellor and Dave for assisting me through this process. Obviously, I stand before you less than 24 hours from formally accepting the job, and I'm really excited to be here, and this is an exciting day for East Carolina. A few other people I'd like to thank. J.J. McLam was instrumental throughout this process. Obviously, I had a long history and understanding of East Carolina athletics. I thought it was really important to have someone in the room when we talked to Coach Houston to talk about the particulars. And there were often times that I turned to J.J. and said, J.J., help me answer that question of how we do things. So, J.J., thank you for what you do for this department and this institution. I'm really grateful. Two other people I would like to thank that were instrumental: Paul Zegas, university attorney. We were on the phone at all hours of the night and early morning. Paul, thank you for your commitment to this process and this institution. And Stephanie Coleman. Stephanie was instrumental in helping pull this all together. I reiterate what I said yesterday. It is not about me. It's about this great institution, this athletic department, and the many fine people that comprise this athletic department. That's the reason we're all going to be successful, everybody in this room. So thank you. Today is a special day for East Carolina athletics. I would like to welcome Amanda, Owen, and Reed to the Pirate family. Thank you all for being here. We are maybe going to give you a real sword to run out with at the first football game. We'll put a tip on the end of it to make sure they don't cut anyone. Coach Mike Houston has a track record of success. He's been a very successful high school coach in the state of North Carolina. He was the head coach at Division II powerhouse Lenoir Ryan College in Hickory, North Carolina. I really think today that looking down above us, Coach Stass has got to be excited that a Lenoir Ryan guy is coming to lead the Pirates. Just warms my heart to think about that knowing what I know about the history of Lenoir Ryan and East Carolina, couldn't be more excited about that. He left Division II Lenoir Ryan, went on to the Citadel, had a successful career there, went to James Madison, won a national championship there and had a great career track record. He hasn't skipped a step. That's one of the things that really impressed me about Coach Houston in his tenure. He's been a high school coach. He's been a Division II coach. He's been a 1AA coach. And now he's moving on to the East Carolina Pirates. And I think that is really one of the most impressive things about his track record. I know that he places a high value on culture, as do I. I know he will bring a great culture to our football program. I thought that was one of the things that he really conveyed through the process of how important culture was. His energy and personality are infectious. I saw that last night when he met with our football program. I thought it was important that our football team meet him first. Coach Hughes and I are both here to serve them and help lead them, and so I wanted to make sure he had the opportunity to do that. We have a lot of our team here today, which I'm thankful to you all for being here. The most important thing for me was throughout this process, Coach Houston conveyed to me how bad he wanted to be a Pirate. That came across loud and clear. He wanted to be here. He is a great fit for us. His strong North Carolina roots will serve us well. It is my pleasure to introduce the 22nd head football coach of the East Carolina Pirates, Coach Mike Houston.
Stand, sir, if you would stand for a photo. Would you please stand behind us?
Good morning.
Good morning.
I didn't know that they moved Freeboot Friday to Tuesday. I expect to be a little more lively than this, though. So I want to start by just thanking Chancellor Staten, AD John Gilbert, and the Board of Trustees at East Carolina University for giving me this opportunity. As John mentioned, this is a place that I'm excited to be the head football coach at. This is a place that I wanted to be the head football coach at. You know, growing up in the state of North Carolina, I know the history and the tradition of East Carolina football. Being a high school football player in the late 80s and early 90s and then transitioning on to a college football player in the state at Morris Hill University in the early mid 90s, I remember what East Carolina football was during that time period. I remember the Peach Bowl team that was as good as anybody in the country. A close friend of mine was an inside linebacker on that team. I remember the tradition that carried on through the coming years all the way into the 2000s. You know, I've been fortunate to have a stint as a high school football coach in the state of North Carolina, to have relationships with East Carolina University at that time as they recruited the school that I was coaching at. I went on to Lenoir Ryan University, again in the state of North Carolina, recruited the state from the mountains and Murphy all the way to the coast and Manio. So I knew the state well, but I always knew East Carolina football. I've had stints in other states. You know, we spent some time in South Carolina and Charleston, which is a place that's very, very close to Amanda and I. You know, we've been in Harrisonburg, Virginia for the last several years, and both stints were just fantastic stops. And we have close friends and strong relationships. And those institutions treated us incredibly. But at the end of the day, yesterday, when we landed in Greenville and we got off the plane, it truly felt like we were coming home. And so I want to start by saying that Amanda and I could not be more excited about the opportunity to bring Odin Reed back to North Carolina and to lay down strong roots and foundations here in the Greenville community and to truly be back home. You know, the big thing that we want to do in starting this relationship is I'm excited about our alumni. I'm excited about our fan base. I want to establish a strong bond between those groups and our football program. You know, we are Eastern North Carolina's football program. In time, we will be North Carolina's football program. But we're excited to be here. We're excited about the opportunity for what we have to build. You know, when you talk about that, you know, one thing I do want to hit on is, you know, the reason I feel like this is a great fit for myself at this point in my career is the strong relationships I have with the high school football coaches in the state. There are so many of them that I either played with in college, I've coached against, I know, you know, very well through recruiting. You know, we have strong ties with the high school football coaches across the state, and we are going to recruit the state of North Carolina very aggressively. We are not going to back down from anyone in the recruiting battle. We are also going to recruit the surrounding area, the Tidewater, Richmond, Norfolk area in Virginia. We're going to recruit the state of South Carolina. We're going to recruit Atlanta. But our home base is going to be in-state football players. The key to me is establishing what East Carolina football is going to be. You know, what's going to be our identity? You know, I had the opportunity to meet with our football team last night. And I laid out, you know, our plan and our expectations. And you know, it's going to start with how we operate on a daily basis. You know, I'm a firm believer that, you know, if you want a certain identity on game day, then that better be your identity year-round. And I can promise you, we are going to be a hard-nosed, physical, fundamentally sound, disciplined football team. That's what we're going to be. We're going to play with tremendous intensity. We're going to play with passion. We're going to play with fire. We're going to compete and go toe-to-toe with anybody we match up against. But that's going to be our mentality year-round. We're going to have a family atmosphere inside the football building. I talked to the players last night about what that means. You know, everybody, every coach in the country talks about a family atmosphere. We're going to live it. I'm going to be heavily involved in the lives of our student-athletes. We're going to be involved in their personal life, who they're around, what they're doing, where they are, how they conduct themselves. Your last name is JMU. Excuse me. I apologize. I've been saying that for 3 years. Your last name is ECU. It's something that's very important to me. And I talked to them about that last night. Because if you're a football player, if you're a coach, if you're a representative of an institution, then you're not just a representative of that institution while you're at work that day. You're a representative of that institution 24/7, 365. So the players are going to understand when they go out and they're around town, if they're out across campus, if they're back home, their actions represent East Carolina University. They've got to understand that when someone speaks of them, they're going to speak of them as ECU football player, whomever. And with that becomes great responsibility, great accountability. That's something we're going to build our program on. The way we train, the way we practice is going to be reflective of how we play. I'm not naive enough to think that we're going to be able to turn around tomorrow and be what my vision is for this program. It's going to take a lot of hard work. We spoke of that last night. We spoke of the commitment that's going to take in the weight room. You know, they're going to have a certain plan laid out for them over the Christmas break. When they come back in January, they will never have worked as hard as they are going to work this spring, this winter, in that weight room, on that field, to prepare the team to represent East Carolina University the way it deserves to be represented. It's important to me that we're able to connect. It's important to me that we're able to connect the past the tradition of East Carolina football, our current roster, and the future of what this program is going to be. We're going to have lofty goals. I can promise you, no matter what the expectations of our athletic director, our chancellor, our fan base, the media, or anyone else, I don't care what their expectations are, they will not match the internal expectations that this team and myself will have for our program. We are not going to back down from that. We are not coming together to just be average. We want to build a program that will, year in and year out, compete for the American Athletic Conference Championship and compete nationally against any and everybody. There's going to be a heavy investment on the players' part. There's going to be a heavy investment on my part, on my staff's part. There's going to be a heavy investment on the institution's part. I'm excited about the commitment that Chancellor Staton and John Gilbert and the institution has made to this football program. They did not back down from what is important, and that's making ECU football relevant again. Dave Hart, Mr. Gilbert, Mr. Staton, thank you for having me here. And I can promise you, there will be no quarter, ever, from ECU football. Go Pirates! Questions from the media. I would tell them we're all in this together. You know, you're either a part of the problem or you're part of the solution. I haven't been here the last 3 years, so, you know, I can't tell you what all the problems are, but I can tell you this. I'm committed to getting it fixed, and I need the fans' help. I need the alumni's help. I need our administration's help. We're all going to be in this together. I expect Dowdy Ficklin Stadium to be jam-packed and full this coming fall, and I'm going to work together with our players to make sure that we put a product on the field that our fan base can embrace.
Hey, Coach, really quickly with WIT and TV, there are a few guys on your staff that have really deep ties to East Carolina University, like Kirkpatrick and Coach Shankwiler, Steve Shankwiler. Have you reached out to them? Have you talked to them about this this place and how special it is? And is there a room on your staff with those guys?
Well, I've worked with them on a daily basis year-round, so I talk to them quite a bit. They would have to be living in a hole in the back of a cave somewhere to not to know what's going on. So, yeah, we've discussed it. I'm committed to put together a staff that is going to give our program an opportunity to achieve at a very high level. And who's on that staff are going to be the individuals that are best fit to help this team do what we need to do.
Coach, Ronnie Woodward, the Daily Reflector in Greenville. A lot of ECU struggles in the past years have been in conference play and on the road. Just how familiar are you with the AAC, and he talks about how to win in this league?
Well, I think number one, the AAC is the top mid-major conference in the country. I mean, there's no doubt about that. I mean, I think what UCF has done the past 2 years is incredible. But, you know, not just UCF, whether you're talking about Houston or Memphis, South Florida, or any of the others. This league is a challenge week in and week out. And you're going to see some of the best football teams in the country every single week. It doesn't matter if it's home or away or whatever. You know, we've got to get to work to get our program up to that level. And so that starts today. The first thing we got to do is we got a lot of work to do the next 2 weeks before signing day. And I've instructed you know the staff members here. I expect to meet with them tomorrow to go over exactly where we are with our commitments, exactly where they are in their recruiting process. And over the next 2 weeks, my number one priority is going to be to solidify that first recruiting class. You know, beyond that, we just got to get to work on building this team. It's going to be a big chore. But we look forward to the challenge.
Coach, Troy Grimes, Pirate Radio. First of all, congratulations and welcome to Greenville. Can you take us back to behind the scenes of what happened last week, how this whole thing went down a week ago, less than a week ago, Carolina. How did that happen? Who communicated with you? And did you reach out to ECU first, or did they reach out to you first?
Well, I mean, first, you know, this past week's been a whirlwind. You know, we were in the national playoffs, preparing for a second-round playoff game this past weekend up in New York against Colgate. I was contacted at the beginning of last week by UNC Charlotte. At that point in time, you know, this was not a viable option. You know, there was no vacancy at East Carolina University. You know, as we worked through the week, I was contacted Thursday afternoon, right before I went on the practice field, by Dave Hart, and said he would like to talk to me about this opportunity. You know, I was getting ready to go on the field, so I asked if I could call him back Thursday night. We had a great conversation Thursday night, which, you know, I immediately called my athletic director, Jeff Bourne, who Dave had already talked to Thursday morning, and told him that I had spoken with East Carolina University. I also then called UNC Charlotte athletic director Mike Hill and informed him that I had talked to East Carolina University and I had interest in talking to them further after the weekend. You know, my big thing was I had a team and we had a ball game on Saturday. You know, I hate that our profession has gotten to the point, the college football landscape has gotten to the point with a new early signing day where, as an FCS coach, you know, you had to deal with that while you're still playing. But the reality is, if we weren't still playing, I probably wouldn't be dealing with it. You know, the fact that we were one of the top programs in the country is the reason that I had these opportunities. So trying to manage it as best we could was a priority. You know, no matter what you try to say or not say, you know, people at other places, it seems like they talk, things get out, there are no secrets anymore. So the whole world, you know, kind of went through that whole deal with us last week. But, you know, I was excited Sunday morning to have a great conversation with John Gilbert and Dave Hart and J.J. J.J. does everything around here. I'm just telling you. If it was not for J.J., I probably wouldn't be standing here today. It might be three more days from now. But, you know, we had a great conversation Sunday morning. And, you know, as soon as I was contacted by East Carolina University, there was no doubt of what my desire was. And that was to be the head football coach here. This is a job that I identified, you know, in my past as being somewhere that I would want to pursue, trying to have this opportunity. Last year in 2017, when my team at JMU had a chance to come here and open the season, it was incredible seeing a jam-packed stadium that was rocking the way it was there at the beginning of the ball game. I look forward to being back in this stadium and it conducting itself that way this fall. But that's how kind of that stuff played out. I'm glad it played out the way it did to this end, because this is where I want to be.
Mike, Sandy, what is the challenge here? How does it differ from what you face at James Madison?
Well, I think James Madison's a little bit different than my other stops. You know, JMU is one of the top two or three programs in the country at the FCS level. You know, that's a program that's going to compete year in, year out with a lot of the mid-major FBS institutions. So the funding there, the facilities there, the commitment to football there is as good as it gets at that level. And so that's a different animal than when you talk about the Citadel or Lenoir Ryan University. So I think the culmination of all three experiences is what I'll bring here to East Carolina. The combination of having to take over a program at Lenoir Ryan University that had one winning season in the past 20 years, had not been to the playoffs in 50 years, and to be able to take them to three straight conference championships and a national championship game appearance. You know, that was an experience in building that program that was very important. You know, the Citadel, In some respects, that is the best job I could have had, because I cannot imagine a job being much harder on a daily basis than that job, you know, as far as fielding a football team. That's just the truth. And they know it. And I think they're kind of proud of it. You know, they try to make it as hard as they can sometimes. But it is also a great place. It is a tremendous place. And just what the Citadel teaches their young men and what it taught me as their football coach are lessons and experiences that you cannot replicate. as far as handling situations and working with, you know, whether it's administration, people in the community, the media. It was a great learning experience for me. So I will take all three experiences and apply them here at East Carolina University, because East Carolina is different than all three. I do think there are similarities with where this program is right now and where the Citadel was and where Lenoir Rhyne was when we first got to those two places. So, you know, we've been through this before where you have to, you know, bring the program back. So I'm excited about the opportunity.
Hi, Curtis. Tom Shanahan from the Business Observer. Can you talk about your offensive and defensive schemes, particularly on the accounting of the Arabs going to fit the offense?
Well, we're going to be a very multiple, very balanced spread offense. We are going to run the football, and we're going to run the football with physicality, and we're going to throw the football effectively. You know, we're going to try to spread the field sideline to sideline, and we're going to try to attack vertically in a passing game, and we're going to try to, you know, we're going to try to get downhill on people in the running game. I think the identity of your football team is built by your offensive line, so it's going to be something that's very important, the way they train this spring, the way they train during fall camp. Defensively, we're going to be a multiple 4-2-5, 3-4 defense. We're going to be very aggressive. We're going to use a combination of zone, man, and quarters coverage, and we're going to attack at all points in time. Our special teams will be reflective of those mentalities. So at the end of the day, what I just described to you is something that's very similar among a lot of programs around the country, a lot of the programs in the AAC. And I'm a firm believer that it's not what you do, it is how you do it. And so our mentality and our mindset will be more important than the schemes that we use.
Caleb Ford, Washington Daily News. Why is it important for you to keep the foundation of recruiting in Eastern North Carolina here?
That's home base. You know, this is our fan base is centered around Eastern North Carolina. And so I think, number one, the more that we can attract the top players in the eastern part of the state to ECU, then the stronger and more loyal our fan base is going to be. So I think that's very, very important. You know, the next thing is, you know, building an identity in this region, and not just Eastern North Carolina, but in the Carolinas, Virginia, building an identity. You know, we've got to have, you know, a starting point. So that's our starting point.
Mike, Steve and I go to 24/7 Sports and Voice of Colors stuff. How, you said you do a lot about ECU growing up over time, but how much did Johnny Patrick, Shane Potter, even Trip Weaver, you know, towards ECU guys?
Don't hold Trip Weaver against me, okay?
What are they going to tell you about ECU?
Well, you know, Donnie recruited the high school I was the head coach at a couple of different institutions. So I've known him for a long time. And, you know, when he was here at ECU, I was at Lenoir Rhyne. We continued that relationship. You know, he played at Lenoir Rhyne. So, you know, we've talked about different experiences over the years. When I hired Donnie, we talked extensively about East Carolina University. You know, Tripp, you know, he played for me in high school. You know, when he was here, he wanted to get involved in football. So I told him who to go see, and I said, volunteer to wash the towels, do whatever. And, you know, he ended up, you know, doing a great job here before he came to work with me. So, obviously, with my strong relationships with those three individuals that you mentioned, you know, we've talked a lot about East Carolina University and the football program here. I know that all three of them have really positive memories and great experiences from here, not just the football program, but the Greenville community and the campus and the people around campus. So, you know, and their memories come from, you know, some of the strongest days of this program. So I think all of us feel like there is tremendous potential here.
Welcome to the back, Brian Bailey, UNCT here in Greenville. Welcome to Greenville.
Thank you.
When you look at the recruiting deal, the recruits right around Pitt County right now, how quickly can you move on to secure those commitments?
Well, we've got an official visit planned for this weekend. We have a group that's committed already. We've been evaluating those committed student athletes. You know, we are going to work with them first. We are also going to try to pursue non-committed players in the region that are the ability level that we feel like can help us win championships here. One thing with recruiting is, we are going to be very straightforward and honest with our recruits. They are going to know exactly where we stand with them individually at all times. And that will start with our interactions this weekend. Okay. thanks a lot for your time this morning. I'm looking forward to getting to know all of you better. Go Pirates!
Mike Houston apparently met with the team. He had a special team meeting and on Monday night. He wanted to meet with the team before he had the press conference. A very smart move. Apparently, in the meeting, he won over the team. They're fired up. And we had a chance to talk with the media in a media pool, if you will, with Holton Ahlers. And let's talk to Holton right now.
He wanted to get us the country, and you know, he said we're going to bring that back, and we are.
What does that mean, a North Carolina guy? You're a guy that was born and bred on East Carolina University. You've never made any bones about wanting East Carolina to be great, and what does that mean to you personally?
It means a lot. I mean, especially him, you know, bringing up the 90s and ECU football, and that just, it made me excited. Honestly, gave me chills in the TV just to know that we have a coach that wants to bring that back and bring back that swagger and that culture, you know, to not only ECU football, but to the whole North Carolina culture.
As a quarterback, how do you think he can either help you or progress your career, you know, anything specifically as in the quarterback game?
I think if you just look at his track record, I mean, he's always had successful quarterbacks. You know, he's always had, you know, quarterbacks that lead and do it the right way, and I'm excited to work with him.
First and last name?
Holton Ahlers.
Thank you very much.
I know that you probably already expressed this, but talk about your excitement level to know what's going to happen and kind of have a feel for what to expect here.
Yeah, I'm extremely excited. I mean, just like I said, just look at his track record. I mean, he's won everywhere he's went, and us players know that. I mean, we're going to buy into him because we know that he knows how to win football games, and you know, that's all we came here to do.
Got in the fray right here. How excited are you on this day to hear what Coach Houston had to say?
Thrilled. I think anyone who listened to him is excited to not play for him. I mean, fans as well. But, I mean, last night when he talked to the team, you know, the whole team was really excited. I mean, you could tell he brought up, you know, the 90s ECU football, and we're going to bring that back here.
What did some of the guys say after you guys met? I know you guys probably got together for dinner and kind of talked about it, but what were some of your, you know, teammates saying?
Just we're ready to go out there right now and play. You know, we're ready for the spring. We're ready to get to work with them. We're ready to get to work with the strength staff and, you know, get better and bring back Pirate football.
I know it's a long way off, but after the state game and you go into, you know, winter training and then the fall, but do you think that a lot of guys will be thinking about that with a new coach and revenge on August 31st?
Absolutely. They're our first game, and, I mean, we got embarrassed. This last game. So, I mean, yeah, we're definitely going to come into Raleigh. I'm ready to play with Coach Houston.
What's the emotion level been like this last week with Scotty leaving and then new coach?
It's been a roller coaster. You know, like I was telling them, you know, Coach Moe's not here anymore, though. You know, Coach Houston's our head coach now. We're going to buy into him and do whatever it takes to win.
How hungry is the team right now?
Very. You know, we're young. I mean, we were young this year, but, you know, we're not young anymore. You know, we got to step up and we got to, you know, fill that role and bring Pirate football back where it should be.
You were instrumental in getting some of the local recruits to come. Are most of those guys still committed?
Yes, sir. I've been in touch with all the commitments, and, you know, I've stayed in touch with them throughout this whole thing just to let them know that they're still wanted here and they're still needed here. You know, I mean, we're excited for them to come here, and we're excited to bring back the Pirate football culture, and they're a big part of it.
You get a recruiting stop.
One of the best journalists in all of North Carolina is, of course, a senior writer at, that would be the Fayetteville Observer. I think he actually is the editor there. And that's Sammy Batten. He's an expert on recruiting in North Carolina when it comes to high school football especially, and knows a lot about colleges from the ACC and, of course, East Carolina. Let's talk to him right now. Here now with Sammy Batten after the Mike Houston press conference. He's with the Fayetteville Observer. Sammy, you've been doing this a long time. I hate the term win the press conference. What did you think about Mike Houston today?
He's a very impressive guy. I was really impressed with a lot of things he said, but maybe the most important or most impressive thing was he talked about the places he's been and how each step along the way he learned something different. And all of those things now he can apply to the East Carolina position. I think that was very important. You know, I asked the chancellor how important hiring a coach with head coaching experience was this time around. And I think because of the last couple of hires, that hasn't been the case. And that was something that was very important to them to get somebody with that kind of head coaching experience. And Mike just fits all of that.
Checks a lot of the boxes. When you look at the connections he has with North Carolina, probably even Tennessee, but, you know, South Carolina, Georgia, and Virginia, obviously, he has a lot of connections. And one thing that I know a lot of Tidewater fans, for Pirate fans, they're very upset the 757 area code is not – there's a lot of talent there. As you know, you're a recruiting guy. I don't have to tell you that.
Yeah, and, you know, in East Carolina has traditionally recruited that area very heavily and successfully, and that had kind of fallen off a little bit. So, you know, with his connections, having been at James Madison – Obviously, those connections are very strong up there. Geographically, you know, it might as well be part of the down east North Carolina region too. So, I think that's an important area. And right here at home in eastern North Carolina, I think, as he said, those are two vital areas for them to pick up talent from.
What do you think about coming up? You know, recruiting very well. I just want to put you on the spot here. As far as future classes are concerned, are there local kids from, I know, if, no, Fayetteville, if it's anywhere in the state, are there kids right now that Mike Houston's the coach of East Carolina, do you think that their ears perked up and maybe they would give East Carolina at least a look?
Yeah, I think so. Obviously, the Charlotte area in this state is become a mega producer of high school and major college football talent. You know, I know that's at the other end of the state, but I do think that's an important area he's going to have to get into and establish some ties. But, of course, he already has a lot of ties with high school football coaches in this state because of his experience at Lenore Ryan and growing up in the state and recruiting this state for James Madison. You know, Paris Black, one of their defensive tackles up at James Madison right now, is from Fayetteville. You know, started out at Wake Forest and then wound up at JMU. So, you know, he knows this state. He knows where to go to get the talent. You know, will it take some success on the field? You know, some signs there. Yeah, I think for him to totally tap into the state, they're going to have to go out and win a few games next year. But, you know, they've got the talent on this roster to come back and really make a rebound year next year.
I know you're not Nostradamus, but is there, and you're looking at your magic ball, but do you think that with the schedules a little bit easier next year and with the non-conference and with the conference on the western side, you have Tulsa, a Navy team that's down, and SMU, so a lot easier than Memphis and Houston and all those guys.
Yeah, you know, an American Athletic Conference is really a strong football league, even on both sides. You know, Navy has been down, but they've been really good recently. You know, Tulsa's had some good runs out there. But I do think the schedule lends itself to, you know, them certainly exceeding three wins next year. You know, if he could come up and somehow – even just go 6-6 and get them to a bowl game, I think that's a major step for this program. It's going to really invigorate the fan base if they can get back to the postseason. So I think 6 wins should be the kind of the target, and anything beyond that would be gravy for him.
And I know he was talking about his expectations. As far as one of the things that stood out to me, he said that the fans' expectations, and of course John Gilbert, the new AD, and Chancellor Cecil Staten's expectations, and maybe the alum and the fan base would never, ever exceed his expectations. That was one of my favorite moments of the press conference.
Yeah, and I think that says a lot about him and what his goals and aspirations are for this program. But I also think right now the fan base, because of what they've experienced the last 3 years, maybe their expectations have been tempered for the short term. You know, long term, they're going to want to compete for that American Athletic Conference championship. But I think in the short term, they're going to be happy with to seeing some improvement in the win column next year, whatever that may be.
Well, Sammy, I appreciate you very much. You came on in one of our most listened to podcasts, so I hope you'll come back on a lot, not only for us, but also there, you've got a lot of fans out there.
Yeah, man, anytime. Glad to do it. Anytime I get to talk football.
Certainly my favorite play-by-play voice of all time is Jeff Charles, play-by-play voice of the East Carolina Pirates. He's getting ready to be his 32nd season coming up in the fall. Really proud of him for all he's done and been through. And we had a chance to talk to him after the Mike Houston press conference. And let's go to that right now. Very happy today. And obviously, anytime we get a chance to talk to the voice of the Pirates, my friend Jeff Charles. Jeff, you've been in this business for a long time. And I know you're getting ready to have, what, a 32nd season coming up for Pirate football. You've seen a lot. What do you think about so far with Mike Houston?
Well, I'm ready for it to start tomorrow, as a matter of fact, Dave, because I really feel that my batteries have been re-energized here. We've gone through 3 tough years. There's no question, in a lot of different ways with this football program and with this athletics department. And it's just been a breath of fresh air here the last 24 hours. Going back to yesterday and John Gilbert being named as the athletics director, he comes so well recommended and so well respected. And now with Coach Houston, his record speaks for itself. He has won everywhere he has been. And I talk to a lot of people in college athletics, Dave, and I've not heard a bad word about John Gilbert or Mike Houston from anyone. So I really feel like East Carolina has hit a home run with these two hires, and they're going to be able to bring this program back. Now, it's not going to happen overnight. There are some deep holes to dig out of here, and Mike's got a big job on his hands as far as getting this football program back to winning again. And John's got a lot of challenges, too, to get people back on board and solidify the athletics department. But I don't think we could have two better guys come in here.
It's amazing. Have you ever, in your time of all the years you've covered athletics and here at East Carolina, have you ever seen it where we have a football coach and athletic director hired within like 24 hours right at the same time?
No, I've never seen that. In fact, I was joking with John Gilbert about that, the new athletics director, and I asked him that very question, Dave. I said, do you think this has ever happened in the history of college athletics, not only at ECU? And he laughed, and then I said, well, I remember one thing that Steve Logan, the all-time winningest coach in ECU football, always used to say, if you hang around long enough, you're going to see a little bit of everything. And I think that's what's happened here. Not the ideal situation, really, the way this played out, but at the end of the day, you got two really great hires, so that's what's really important. But I think everybody here is probably a little press conferenced out after having a couple of press conferences the last couple of days. And I think everybody now is ready to get to work and move on.
I had a question to you for you personally as well. With the way the basketball schedule has played out, you had basketball. I heard Cy the other night. I love listening to you and Cy on and listen to you on the radio. But your basketball schedule and football schedule, you're a busy guy to begin with. What was that like?
Well, we had 9 games in 16 days. And as you probably know, Dave, this was not the right time for the old voice to get a bad sore throat and a bad chest cold. So I missed 2 games. And I didn't feel too bad about that until I talked to Gary Hahn over at NC State. And he told me he missed 4 games with acute laryngitis here just a couple of weeks ago, too. So it was not a good last few weeks for play-by-play announcers around here. But, yeah, it's hectic. This basketball schedule's crazy, because the Pirates have already played 1/3 of their season. They've already played 10 games. You play 30 in the regular season. So 1/3 of the season is already over. And it wasn't the ideal situation because now they play only 3 games in the month of December. But Joe kind of had to deal with the schedule, dealt with the hand he was dealt when he got here.
Right.
And so that's just the way it worked out this year.
You got to be happy with have you ever seen a time where we've had a lot of great coaches come and go, but with the big 3 sports now, when you have the likes of now Mike Houston at football, Joe Dooley basketball, and Cliff Godwin baseball, I mean, that trifecta has got to be one of the best in the whole country, Jeff.
Yeah, I think so. I really think it's very, very solid. I probably go back in the history of this program, Dave, and look back when we had Bill Lewis in football, Eddie Payne in basketball, Coach O, the winningest coach ever in ECU baseball history, all there together, too. So, you know, there have been some regimes that we've had some really good coaches here at the same time. And let's hope these new guys coming in here are going to be as successful as those guys were.
Very excited. And I know, how many people do you think will get a spring football this year with having a new coach? Hopefully we can be nice to pack them in for that game.
Yeah, really. Well, there'll be the curiosity factor, obviously. And, Dave, I remember the days, and I'm sure you do too, where this side of the stadium, the press box side, was totally full for a spring game. There used to be 15,000 people at a spring game at ECU. And remember, we used to bring the entertainment in after the games and that kind of thing. And then it's dwindled down through the years. I think there's a lot of reasons for that. The pig out's not quite today like it was years ago. It was new and people got excited about it. But, yeah, I would certainly hope we would have a really good turnout for the spring game. It has really dropped off here the last few years, but let's hope it's back this year. And again, I think Pirate fans will want to come out and see the new product.
Before we let you go, you look tremendous, by the way, and I've seen this season when you've been in practice. You look really like rejuvenated. I want you to talk before we. I promise you, every time you come on, about mistletoe therapy. I've had a lot of people that working in that business as well. But how do you how are things going there?
Well, things are going great, Dave. I feel absolutely terrific. The mistletoe is something that I talk about all the time. I'm out speaking about a natural, holistic approach to cancer. Anytime somebody wants me to show up, I show up and talk about it because I'm just trying to help people. And it's everybody's decision, Dave, when they get cancer, what kind of treatment they want. That's a very personal thing. But all I do is I just share my story, and I just tell them what worked for me. And for me, what worked for me was no more chemotherapy. I'm anti-chemotherapy. What worked for me was a natural, holistic approach to cancer utilizing mistletoe therapy, which has been used in Europe for 100 years to treat people in cancer. We know nothing about it in this country, which still blows my mind, and it's frustrating that we can't get the word out more because I just see so many people just going down the same road. And we've not changed how we treat cancer in this country for like 60 or 70 years. We've not changed it.
Right.
You know, it's chemo, radiation, surgery, and a lot of times it's not a good ending. And there just has to be a way to get the word out more and educate people on what's out there. And because this industry, with the natural industry and approach to cancer, is evolving all the time. These naturopathic doctors, they're on the cutting edge of a lot of new stuff that can really help people. And it's just a matter of getting the word out. So I try and do just my tiny, tiny little bit to try and get the word out.
And you do a great job. Do you still have the bobblehead dolls at UBE?
Yeah, we sure do. We still do. And good for Christmas gift.
Yes.
They're $20. They're at UBE. Every single penny goes to Johns Hopkins in Baltimore, where the mistletoe clinical research trial is going on. So please, if you can find it in your heart to purchase one, they're at UBE. They're also at pirateware.com.
All right, Jeff, I know you've been very busy, and thank you so much for the time. And looks like 2019 with a new press box, by the way, for you, for the Southside Project, and a new coach, and a lot of excitement here at the university.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Looking forward to it, Dave. Should be a really good year.
Our very last guest is certainly the man of the hour, if you will, and that is Mike Houston, the brand new coach at East Carolina. We talked to him with a group of the media, including Roddy Woodward of the Daily Reflector in Greenville and Brian Bailey of WNCT Channel 9, 9 on Your Side Sports. And let's go to that interview now.
Coach, just talk about how exciting this day is for you.
It's a dream. You know, I was very serious up on the podium when I talked about, you know, when we stepped off the plane yesterday afternoon, you just had this overwhelming feeling of being home. And, you know, to be back in the state of North Carolina and to have an opportunity to be a part of something as special as East Carolina University and East Carolina football is something I'm really excited about and my family is excited about.
You brought a JMU team here in 2017 and put a whipping on East Carolina. But what were your thoughts when you walked in the stadium and you saw everything that was going on?
Well, I mean, that's it. That's what stuck out to me. It was 50,000 strong in Dowdy-Ficklin, and just the passion and the energy and the enthusiasm. And it's something that I look forward to getting to be a regular week in, week out, and a regular in the fourth quarter, because we're going to need that help from our fan base in the fourth quarter in tight ball games. And the fans, they need to understand they can be an impact on the ball game in this situation. So I'm really excited about that.
What did you tell the players last night?
You know, it's been a hard week for them. And I talked to them about, you know, everything last week. I talked to them about Saturday. You know, I talked to them about, you know, how we're going to operate. I talked to them about the culture that we're going to build in our locker room. I talked to them about the identity that our football team is going to have. And I talked to them about what they can expect from me as a head coach and what I expect from them as players. And, you know, the thing about it is we're all in this together. And the goals that they have for themselves are the same goals I'm going to have for them. And if we both have a common goal and we work together, we're going to be able to achieve that. But it's very much something where, you know, everybody's got a role. Everybody's got to understand that role, and everybody's got to understand they're accountable to everybody else in that room for that role. And nothing less than maximum effort will be accepted.
Coach,
what do you think for the kids when a coach gets fired? You know, what was your impressions the last 24 hours with the team?
Well, and I told him, I said, you know, I know Scotty, I know Ruff. You know, Ruff and I are pretty good friends. You know, they're never going to hear me talk negatively about a former coach because those two guys gave East Carolina University everything that they had, and I respect that. You know, those players that are on my team now are here because of the former coaches. And, of course, those players are going to feel, you know, an emotional attachment, you know, to them. I look forward to building on what my predecessors have done. I look forward to taking the program from where it is now back to where it once was. And I look forward to doing that with our players that are here now and with the ones that we're gonna sign in 2 weeks.
I had a question for you, Coach, about facilities. And as far as I know, there are a lot of fans in Pirate Nation that really want an indoor practice facility and also a training table. Is that something you want?
Too. Oh, yeah. All right. They're speaking my language right there. First thing that stands out is the commitment made by the institution with the Southside renovations. That is going to be a very, very impressive facility right there for game day. And I can't wait till it's open. I can't wait to play in the stadium with it, you know, with it rocking. You know, the reality is we do need an indoor practice facility. It's something that I championed for at James Madison University We had a partial one there this past season. They're in the process of putting in a full size up there in the near future. But it's something that you have to have. I can't control the weather. You know, God controls the lightning, not me. So, and we can't let that deter our preparation on a weekly basis. We cannot let anything detract from our ability to prepare for game day. So it's something that's very important. As far as the training table, I'm going to have expectations for our players with how they work, how they build their bodies, how they develop their bodies, and the nutritional aspect of that is vital. It's something that we're going to work very closely with our players, the support staff, to develop them, and that is one piece that is going to be critical.
Potentially a big piece you have, obviously, is a young quarterback, Holton Ahlers.
Right.
How important, did that play, to be honest, in the factor, you know, deciding to come here? Was that a part at all?
It's definitely a positive. Now, it did not cause me to choose or not choose East Carolina University based on one player. But the fact that once you took the job, you had a quarterback that has some ability and has some experience and has tremendous potential, certainly that's something that makes you sleep a little bit better at night. Now I look forward to working with him and developing him because he had some good days last fall and he had some bad ones. We all do. But I think his upside is tremendous.
When you left the James Madison ECU game, left the stadium that day, the impressions you had then, and maybe how can it be different on ECU side moving forward?
There's no way that game should have been what it was. There's no way. No way.
As far as in James Madison favor by that much, or maybe what do you mean?
I mean, that was a butt whipping.
Yeah.
I'm just telling you. Our team here in time will play the way that team that came in here did last year. And that's going to be how our team plays on game day. Thanks a lot.
Tom Shanahan.
Overall, a great day on Tuesday with the press conference for Mike Houston, again, the 22nd head coach at East Carolina. You have to go all the way back to the 1930s, I believe 1932 to be exact, for the first season of Pirate football. And we've had a lot of great years. It looks like Mike Houston, as he said, no quarter, and go Pirates. He's going to definitely turn things around and right the ship. And they announced that this week as of, looks like, Wednesday, that Donnie Kirkpatrick's coming, Bob Trott, the defensive coordinator from GMU, and Steve Schenkweller. This will be his fifth tour of duty, five different coaches that he's been with, so it should be an entertaining time. What an exciting day for all Pirates. Certainly amazing how things turned around from Saturday's beatdown, 58-3. The Pirates lost to NC State in Raleigh, and then you have the big announcement on Monday with John Gilbert. And then, of course, Mike Houston on Tuesday. Wednesday was a big day as Jeff Connors decided, he's going to retire in July of this year. I should say July of 2019. And John Williams, who is actually the strength and conditioning coordinator for James Madison with Mike Houston, is coming to East Carolina. That should be interesting to see how that goes. So it's going to be a lot of fun. Lots of changes. The coaching carousel, if you will, for East Carolina. The offensive staff found out on Wednesday they will not be retained. We'll see how the defensive side of things go as well. Well, we've had a great time doing this press conference. I'm Dave Richmond. Hope you enjoyed this edition of the Sports Objective.
You've been listening to the Sports Objective podcast. Join us next time as the guys will be objective, and the objective is sports.